Mishnah Megillah says in Daf Chaf Gimel Beis, it brings a list of all the different things that could only be done if you have 10 people. Ein person al Shema, in Evi Lefnei Teva, in Eisen Eskapeim, in Karim Batayim, in Meftirim Benavi. All these things can only be done by Asar if you have 10 people. Some of them are because it's Varm Shabbat Kedusha, some for other reasons. You need to have 10 people for all these dinim. One of the things listed in the Mishnah is Kriyas Atayr. It's Mavur that for Kriyas Atayr, for laning, you need to have a Dafka 10 people. Now, it's a very interesting mindset that happened once with Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was in a city, he was in Lodz in Poland, together with other Yidden. This is brought down in the Sefer HaSufis of Ben Chaim Halevi, and also in the Uvdus Van Haggis, other Svarim as well. And they daven b'yichidus, but they're, for Kriyas Atayr, they're looking to get a minion. They're trying to get a minion together. So they're trying to gather people, enough people in the room. We didn't hear Kriyas Atayr, and at a certain point, there are 10 people in the room, and one of the people said, okay, let's start laning. And Reb Chaim said, no, you can't start laning yet, because out of these 10 people that are here, some of them already heard laning. Some of them already heard Kriyas Atayr. There was a Rav who did not hear Kriyas Atayr, but a Miyad did hear Kriyas Atayr. And Reb Chaim said, until you have 10 people who did not hear laning, you're not allowed to lane. You can't lane if only part of the people didn't hear laning. You need that all the people did not hear Kriyas Atayr. And he says that this is Mefurish in the Chai Adam. The Chai Adam is Mesubik about this. And Klal Amad Alf, the Chai Adam says, if everyone heard Kriyas Atayr, but a couple people did not hear it, are you allowed to lane again for those people who did not hear? Because they didn't hear, but you have other people who did hear Kriyas Atayr or not, and he ends up with a suffix. So the Chayadim is Mesupik. When you want to lane, and most of the people, or some of the people, heard Kriyas Atayr, and there are other people who did not hear, is that good enough to make a laning, as long as some of the people did not hear Kriyas Atayr? Or maybe you need that all 10 people did not hear Kriyas Atayr in order to make a Kriyas Atayr. So the Chai Adam is specific about it. So Reb Chaim says, we have to wait. Let's wait till we get 10 people who did not hear Kriyas Atayr. So this Rav said to Reb Chaim, he said, there's a Befesh Ravan in Megillah, it brings down Hashem the Ramban, that you do not need 10 people who didn't hear laning, you just need Rav. As long as you have Rav of 10, who did not hear Kriyas Atayr, that's good enough, even though some of the 10 already heard Kriyas Atayr. And when Reb Chaim heard that, Reb Chaim told him, he says, there's no such Ran. There's no such Ran, whoever says such a thing, that Rav is good enough, and we have to wait. So this Talmud Chacham went to the shelf. He pulled out a Gemara Megillah, and he opened up to the Ran, and the end of the Gemara, and the Ran and the Rif, Daf Gimel Manaf, and Daf Yerif, and he read the Ran to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, the Ran is quoting a Ramban, who's trying to prove he's going on the Sugya of Mikra Megillah Basara, but B'Sai Chadvarim, he quotes our Mishnah over in Daf Chav Gimel. And he says there's no raya from our Mishnah, from the list of all the things that have to be ba'asar, there's no raya from there to Megillah for the following reason. So Ramban's al kasef she'inzu raya. There's no raya. The chol oisim bekachashim hasam chayves tziburheim ben oisim elim kem b'yud ayruba mechiyav medaver kigan shalosham l'kadosh u'barchu. So Zakhtar Ramban, he can't bring a raya from our Mishnah daf chav gimel from the list of things that need asar, because all the things in our Mishnah are a chayves tzibur. Ve'ein oisim elim kem b'yud ayruba mechiyav medaver kigan. You can't do them unless you have 10 people who did not, or a mechuyav in it, or rubam, or at least a roiv of 10. So this Rav said to Rechem, it's befesh in the Ran, b'shem the Ramban, that all the things in our Mishnah, you need to have 10 people, or a roiv. As long as you have roiv, then a mechuyav, it's good enough. You don't need actually 10. Roiv is good enough. And he said, it's mefurish over here, that we don't have to wait for 10 people to then hear laning, and therefore we could go ahead and start laning now. And Reb Chaim heard that. Reb Chaim told him, he says, no, you're making a mistake. You're misreading the Ran. That's not what the Ran means. And he told him that you're putting the comma in the wrong spot. So this Rav is reading it like this. He says, all the things, the chol oisim bekachash b'hasim chayves tziburheim ve'ein oisim elim kem b'yoda ruba mechayam adavar kagan shal sham l'kadosh u'barchu. Zakhtar Reb Chaim, no, you have to read it like this. The chol oisim bekachash b'hasim chayves tziburheim ve'ein oisim elim kem b'asara. You can only do them if you have 10. Comma, that's where he put the comma. And then he continues and says, Ayruba Mechiyavim Badavar Kagan Shoshamu Kadosh Ubarchu. Or if Rav are Mechuyav, for example, by Kadosh Ubarchu. So in other words, Reb Chaim is reading the Ran that when he says Ayruba Mechiyavim Badavar, he's not going back in everything in the Mishnah, that everything in the Mishnah is good if you have Rav. He's only going back in Kadosh Ubarchu. For Kadosh Ubarchu and Echinami, Rav is good enough. But for everything else in the Mishnah, including Kriyas Atayr, and that, the Ran is saying you need Asara. That's the beginning of the Ran. He's saying, Dechol Isim, Dechash Vasim, Chavis Ibrahim, and Isim Elim came by Asara, you need 10 people. But for Kadosh Baruch Hu, you can have Raib. So Raib is not going on Kriyas Atayr, it's only going on Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, Zaktim Chaim, there's no Raib from the Ran, connected to Chai Adam, and therefore you need to wait for 10 people. And then Reb Chaim told this Rav, he says, do you think that I'm such a baki in the Ran that I knew for sure that there's no such Ran, and this is how you read the Ran, not like you're reading it and you have to move the comma? He says, no, I think I didn't know the Ran. I just knew that if the Chayadam, who is the Pesach Hadar, if he blibed Tzarechin, if he says I'm a mesupik about this, that it's impossible that there'd be a Ran somewhere who paskins not like him. It's impossible that he would have missed a Ran. So if you tell me there's a Ran, I knew that there must be a different way to read the Ran, and this is taka how you read it. And therefore, there's no raya from here to the shaila of the chayyavim. And it's interesting that this whole discussion is really brought down by Remiza, Bekitzer, and the Bir Halacha in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah and Simon Kufnum Gimel. The Bir Halacha says in the beginning of Kufnum Gimel, he says, I'm b'chayyadim kolam ad alef sifid avash nistapik im yesh ezem ne'adim shoshama kriya muta likras adapam b'shvilam. Could you lay, and if only some of the people didn't hear the kriya, the afshadullah tiknu elekrish kol asar him chayyavim b'kriya, maybe they're only misakin it if all ten are chayy b'kriya. So he brings the chayyadim, then he says, v'herani gadol achad, and a gadol achad shon mishu mefurish b'ran, mish perkama de megillah, b'sugya de megillah, b'zmana kayna b'yachad, de beruven shol karis sagi ayin sham. Zok to Chafetz Chaim, a certain gadol showed me that it's mefurish in the Ran in Megillah, that the that it's enough to have rive, and you don't need to have a full ten who didn't hear it. So this is mamish bringing this raya from the Ran, keneged the chayyadim. Who is this gadol achad? So it's brought down in the Sivus Ben Chaim Levi, Shemir Michal Yudol Lefkowitz, that this gadol achad was Ramesh Landinsky. Ramesh Landinsky was actually a Rashiva in Radin together with the Chafetz Chaim. He was a Baki Atzim, and he knew, he was Makobo, that he was the one who showed this to the Chafetz Chaim. He held it as a raya from the Chayyadam, Kenagid, the raya from the Ran, Kenagid the Chayyadam. And that's how the Bir Halacha seems to come out. But the way we're learning, the way Reb Chaim is learning the Ran, then Anachinami, there's no raya from this Ran, Kenagid the Chayyadam, and this would not be a Kasha. Who was the Talmud Chacham who was arguing with the Ran, with Reb Chaim, Lagabi, how to read the Ran? So the way it's brought down over there, there's different Gersais. Some say it was Rav Hirsch Glickson, who was the Mechutin of Reb Chaim. Some say it was someone by the name of Zalman Yankelevich, who was, that's how the Uvdus Manhagis brings it down. So whatever it was, there was a certain Talmud Chacham who brought this raya, and apparently Rav Moshe Landinsky brought this raya as well. This was the Gadol Echad that the Mishnah Berurah is quoting over here. Now the Iker Shaila of Reb Chaim, or the Iker Shaila of the Chayyadim, do you need 10 people that didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah, or is Rav good enough? What's the Shaila Talion? So L'chai, this is telling a very Yisadizik HaChakir in the din of Kriyas HaTorah, something that Reb Chaim himself says. This is brought down in the Bircha Shmuel and Yevamis, which is Mamish discussing the Inyan of Rubik Akula, the Gabi Kriyas HaTorah. So Reb Chaim over there has a very Yisadizik HaChakir. What's the pshat? Do you need 10 people for Kriyas HaTorah? Is it the pshat that really every Yachid v'Yachid is Mechuyav in Kriyas HaTorah? It's a Chiyav in every individual, but there's a Tanai. In order to be Yaitz of the Kriya, you need to have 10 people. You can't lean on your own. You have to lean with 10. So the kriya, the chiyav that you have as a yachid, can only be fulfilled if you have 10 people to be memali or chiyav. But be a seder, it's a chiyav on the yachid. Or is it pshat that be'etzem, the chiyav is only chal on a tzibur. 10 people, when a tzibur come together, they have a chiyav kriyas HaTorah, but a yachid kushal atzmai, a yachid by himself, he has no chiyav at all. So if you hold that the yachid himself has a chiyav and the 10 people is only a tanai for him to be yaitz as chiyav, so there'd be a makam to say that as long as they have a rive, maybe even yachidim, who didn't hear kriyas HaTorah, and altogether you have 10 people in the room, and even though some of them did, they can lane because they have a chiyav on them, and they're using the tzibur to be yaitz the chiyav, and that would be good enough. But the pshat is that the chayvas kriyas HaTorah is only chal when you have a tzibur. The tzibur is mechayv, the din of kriyas HaTorah, and it's not chal in yachidim at all. Then if you don't have 10 people that are chayv b'kriya, then there's no chayv here at all. So you wouldn't do it. You don't lane for one yachid. You need to have 10 people that are mechuyav in kriya. And that seems to be the safak of the chayyadam and the shayla how to learn this ran over here. And it's interesting, there's another ma'aseh brought down. This is also brought down in the Uvdus HaMenhagos and other svarim as well, that there was another time when Reb Chaim was in a certain city. He was in Minsk together with his shver, Befal Shapira, Befal Velazhner. And they're in a certain hotel in two different rooms. And when it came time for Shachas Adavim Yechidus, when it came time for Kriyas HaTorah, Reb Chaim went down to the street to try to gather 10 people to have a minyan for Lani. But his shver Befal, he didn't go down. He stayed in his room and he didn't even join the minyan that Reb Chaim tried to create. And he said that the reason why is because Reb Befal Velazhner said that the takanas as of Kriyas HaTorah is not a takana al kol yachid v'yachid, it's a takana on the tzibur. That if you have a tzibur, they're mechuyev to lane. But if there is no tzibur, if I'm a yachid, I'm not mechuyev to go ahead and find a tzibur and lane. It's not a chiyev al kol yachid v'yachid, it's a chiyev on the tzibur when you have a tzibur. If you don't have a tzibur, then it's not a chiyev on the yachid. And therefore he felt that there's no need to go ahead and try to find a minion. Reb Chaim apparently held not like that. It's not a chiyev on the yachid, it's a chayvas. It's not a chayv tzibur. It is a chiyav on the yachid. It's a chiyav on the yachid to lein. You need 10. That's the tanai. You need to be yotzi your chiyav. But be a seder, it's a chiyav on the yachid, and therefore he wouldn't go ahead and try to find a minion to be able to lein. And on the surface level, there seems to be a steer in Reb Chaim over here, a steer between these two meisim, because from the fact that Reb Chaim would go ahead and try to find a minion as a yachid, sounds like he held it's a chayv as yachid. On the other hand, Reb Chaim held, he seemed to hold, he was chayshish for this chay adam, that you need to have 10 people who didn't hear laning. It's not enough to have a rav or yechidim who didn't hear kriyas atar. You need a full 10 people who didn't hear. And the way Reb Chaim himself was masbir, that would be because he held that it's a chayvas atzibur. It's a chayvas atzibur, which means that the whole chiyav is only chal once you have a tzibur, but until you have a tzibur, the chiyav is not chal. So if it's a chayvas tzibur, why did Reb Chaim, why was he chayshish to go ahead and find a minion? If there is no minion, so it comes out of shtickle steer, unless you say the Reb Chaim held that yes, it's a chayvis tzibur, and therefore you need 10 people who didn't hear the laning, but there's a chiyav in every yachid to create a tzibur, be mitzav yourself to a tzibur, to have a tzibur that you become part of. That is the chayv on the yachid, and therefore he was makbid to find a tzibur to create this chayvis tzibur that is chayv and kriyas atara. But in echinami, once you, in order to have that chayvis tzibur, in order for the chiyav to be chal, you need 10 people who didn't hear laning. And for that reason, he was makbid to have a full 10 people dinner, kriyas atara, but a rive or a miyat would not be good enough.